This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. I am your host, Steve Ulscher. Man, we got a pretty interesting crew. I don't think we've ever actually had this crew together.
The B team.
The B team. No, what are you talking about, the B team? Are you kidding? No, we got White Way in the house. We got Paul running. What's up, Paul? How are we doing, brother?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Pretty good, pretty good. And we got the lovely and talented Morgana Ray. Hey, how are you? Yay.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, so you're going to be sticking around joining us for the actual episode of Reinvention Radio after this. But if you've been listening to the show, then you know that we start out here. This is the rant. This is where we rant and we hem and we haw and we make things huge. How do you say that way?
What
did
huge.
You, huge. Yes. Yeah, we make things huge. By the way, did you see, what is that vice president's guy, Kane, right? Where did they find that guy? I have no idea, by the way. Like, where on earth did this guy come from? Do you follow this at all?
Totally. West Virginia, I think.
I don't know. We're like echoing. Why am I like, maybe it's my headphones. I got to plug myself in better there. I don't know. Something like that. There we go. Better. So West Virginia.
I thought Mayberry.
Mayberry. That's better. Now I can hear myself. All right. So Mayberry. So why on earth, first and foremost, why did she pick this guy? Like, do we know why she picked this guy? Because I don't know why she picked this guy. Do you have a clue?
Can we say safe?
Yeah. Right? Well, he's white. Yes.
He's not going to piss off anybody too much.
I don't know about that. I mean, have you seen his impressions? He's pretty bad. I mean, those impressions are really bad. Morgana,
I don't think he was the safe choice. He did not make the Sanders people happy. He, even though he's personally pro-life, he has voted 100% pro-choice. He lives in a very pro-gun state, but votes for gun control. So
he's both pro-life and pro. I don't get it. How can you be both pro-life and pro-choice?
Personally, he's Catholic, and he doesn't believe in imposing his religion on a bunch of other people.
Essentially, the same position as Biden, and some of the Kennedys and such. It's like, my faith says this, but it's not my place to impose my faith on anybody else.
Mm-hmm. He took
contrasted
an oath
with
to support the Constitution, and the U.S. Constitution, per the Supreme Court, says that women have the right to a legal abortion.
Yeah, yeah. And what's really interesting is, isn't that kind of what exactly Trump does? Because I mean, like, historically, Trump was very much pro-choice, and then all of a sudden he goes to this whole office thingy, and now of course he's only pro-life. So I think that pretty much just puts him in the same category as
or
Trump.
Or maybe he's just pro-Russia. Maybe he's getting all of his directions from his loan sharks in Russia.
I thought he was pro-wrestling.
Is it is it really Putin, or is it Putin, or is it
let's ask our Russian expert.
So you are now a resident expert on all things Russia.
His name is Pavel.
Well, okay, so is it Putin or
Putin.
It is Putin.
Putin.
So,
da.
Yeah, da Putin. I mean, and that's, that in and of itself is pretty funny. But I'm like a seven-year-old boy.
There's a bean joke in there somewhere.
if you're Trump, there's a lot of bean jokes in there, I'm sure. All right, so let me ask you this. Did you see what took place last night? Did you see Obama's speech? Did you see Bloomberg's speech? That was a hell of a night of speakers. I will tell you that, like, historically, you put that many good speakers anywhere, and you're going to have a hell of a time trying to compete. I think one was just as good as the next. Of course, Obama closing the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't get to see much of it. But, you know, whether people like or dislike President Obama, it is nice to hear somebody that uses proper English words formed in sentences that strung together formulate a coherent paragraph that actually has a subject and thesis to it. So, you know, it's kind of refreshing.
Nitpicking.
Unlike Tino, who, of course, is not in the studio with us, which is much better for all of us if we want that sort of formation with our sentences. But was it as emotional for you as it was for me? Like, I found myself cried.
Like, I clapped. I tweeted.
I did. I found myself like I was bawling like a baby, listening to Obama and watching Obama. Have you ever met him in person, Morgana?
No, but I did meet Bill Clinton back when he was president.
How exactly did
Twice.
You meet Bill?
My boyfriend at the time was the student member of the UC Regents, and I was up visiting him at Berkeley, and we saw that he was going to be at some Labor Day fair nearby, so we just bluffed our way. Bluffed our way past security, pretended to hand out drinks, got in line, and shook his hand and met him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. And the second time you met him?
Another UC Region thing. He was speaking UC Irvine.
Yeah.
And I stole one of their little little napkins that you put drinks on that has the seal of the president, and I framed it and gave it to my dad.
Oh,
Father's Day.
That's so cute. Yeah. So did you see it, Wade? Did you watch it last night?
I just caught snippets.
Did you see it, Paul? Were you watching live at all?
No, just for like a few minutes in a restaurant, and that's it.
Oh, man. The thing that, I mean, there's a lot about Obama that you have to, I mean, when you come right down to it, probably the best speaker, hands down, as a president that we've ever had. I mean, I can't. Was there a better speaker? Maybe Kennedy. Kennedy may be the only person who could hold a candle to Obama as a speaker.
Yeah. I think Bill came close to, at least in my lifetime. Kennedy was before I was around.
And I think part of it is they're different variations on a theme. Ronald Reagan was the best grandpa that you ever sat down with. He'd tell you witty things. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton's the best buddy. Mm-hmm. You know, when he comes up and talks, he's just talking to you.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
He's just trying to get with you is what he's trying to do. He's trying to lay the seed.
And then Obama is, in the old days, they called him a salon. Let's sit around and talk about things.
It's the barbershop, man. It's like, the south side of Chicago.
It's a little bit deeper. You know, Bill's mainly talking to you about the football game and, some of the activities at the football game.
Yeah.
Where Obama's like, well, let's talk about why we play football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Obama's more presidential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. The thing that, I mean, God, there were so many, and I brought my kids down because I wanted them to see, because when you come right down to it, I mean, that is really Obama's last.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his swan song. I mean, there's... He already did the, what is that thing, the state spokespersson the dinner. No, no, the State of the Union thing, but the dinner thingy.
Dinner. The correspondence media, dinner.
The correspondence. White House correspondence. The White House correspondence. So we already did that. Already did the State of the Union. This is it. I mean, this is like the Obama swan song, and I wanted my kids to see it.
Ooh, and Michelle, my God, you know, she's, I think, as good a speaker as he is. But
she
the way
became a really good
he
speaker, yeah.
built traps for Trump, like... We're feeling unsafe, so he says he'll fix everything, but we in America don't want a ruler telling us what to do.
Yeah, he was really, really good about that. The thing that just absolutely killed me where I lost it was when he was talking about the elementary school thing in Connecticut. And the fact is, I mean, like, I've met Obama. I've had a chance to be with him. He's a very human. I mean, he's a very present person, and that I think is incredibly that's a gift, that's a talent, that's a skill that I think very few people have. Like, when you're with him, you literally feel like you are the only other person in the room with him. I mean, he makes you feel that at ease, and he's accessible. I think that's one of the things that is, like, it's kind of a, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, obviously, as a president, you don't want to be that accessible because of the fucking loons that are out there, but at the same token, that's what made him, I think, such an incredible president, because he had the ability to connect with people, you know, in that way.
Yeah,
I've heard something very, very similar about Hillary Clinton from people who've actually met her, that she listens, that they feel
she's present with you.
Very connected. Yeah.
I
just want to throw in real quick, you know, that's one of the things that caught my attention in 2008 when they were running, when Michelle made the point, part of the reason we want to run right now is we haven't lost our connection. We're still making, you know, college loan payments.
Yeah.
We're still doing this. And she goes, and in 5 or 10 years on our trajectory, we're going to be making enough money that we're going to forget what this is like.
Yeah.
So it ties in with that relatability.
Yeah, for sure. And what just absolutely killed me, just speaking of sort of the accessibility of Obama in those situations that unfortunately take place where the president has to show up, whether it's a natural disaster or an act of terror or whatever it might be. But in this case, when he actually showed up in Connecticut, for the elementary school just massacre, that one of the parents gave him a painting that he still has in the Oval Office, which was drawn by one of the seven-year-olds.
Oh, man.
Of an owl. I know, right? I mean, it just kills me. And you could see it. I mean, he is, I think, of all the presidents that we've had, I mean, I think he's just literally the most human president that we'll ever see. I mean, I just, God, I can't imagine.
And excuse me for throwing in this comment and everything, but, you know, this show is worldwide, nationwide, and to all the people in the Midwest whose heads are exploding, this is normal for California. You know, people here in California actually don't think he's the spawn of Satan. And so, you know, sorry for kind of disrupting that worldview for a moment, but...
Yeah. Maybe a few people in the, you know, Big Valley.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But my relatives in Oklahoma, you know, like I said, their heads are exploding right now.
Yeah, well.
Oh, did you catch, though, when he's talking about his Midwestern grandparents?
That blew my mind.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got quite an interesting story, and his little jab about not being able to find his birth certificate or whatever that was, I mean, it was just absolutely classic. And look, at the end of the day here, I think that we are in a situation where you're not going to please everybody. You can never please everybody. But as I've said before, a vote for Trump, in my mind, is a vote for Hitler, period. End of story. The only logical choice, and Obama said it himself, there's no one more qualified than Hillary Clinton. So there you go, ladies and gents. If you didn't catch that last speech, make sure you do so. That's The Rant here on Reimagine Radio. We'll be back right after this.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olshan, visit reinventionradio.com.